Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to Studio De Heffrey. I'm me, Jeff Cavanaugh. Thanks for stopping by. I want to talk a little bit about the NFL draft, and I want to talk a little bit about the Cowboys offensive line, because I was just thinking about it this morning as I was watching more guys, more tape on the college players to get ready to go drafting. And I hate where the Cowboys are on the offensive line right now. I hate where they are because of a lot of different things. And here's number one. By the way, this is brought to you by my friends at Bet Online. We've got a lot of things happening right now. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, all of the different sports that you need to be hooked up with Bet Online for. It's the best place to get in on the action. We love the action. I like NASCAR. I like to get in on that. What's your favorite thing to get in on the action with, huh? What's your favorite one? Whatever it is, mobile device, desktop, BetOnline's got you squared away with all the lines and stats and all the things. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay. So I'm watching all these different college prospects, and I'm thinking about where the Cowboys are, and everything would be so much easier if Tyron Smith was still on the roster, but he's not. And I just kind of hate all of it. Because there are a lot of guys in this draft class that I think have the potential to be a starting NFL left tackle. But I got five of them that I think on day one, if you told them to play offensive tackle, that I feel okay. I think I got five of them. And you can't have any of those five. I don't think. You'll need a CeeDee Lamb situation. You need a CeeDee Lamb situation where I'm running my simulators, and anytime that that player gets there, I'm like, oh, that one's not realistic. You'd need to get lucky. You would need the NFL to screw up and give you access to a guy that I don't see how it happens. Joe Alt, Notre Dame, Troy Fatanu, Washington, J.C. Latham, Alabama, was Fashanu, Penn State, Fuaga, Oregon State. Those five guys I love. And then you get past those, and you start looking at guys, Tyler Guyton at Oklahoma. Based on what so many other people think of him as a prospect, I'm just ready to be, this will be my Tyler Smith where I'm wrong again. But he's the sort of guy that if you told me Tyler Guyton's going to be an NFL left tackle and he's going to be good at it, I'd say I'd buy that. In 2025 or 2026, I'd buy that. In 2024, that would terrify me. Same thing with the BYU guy, who, and I'm not as confident that he's going to eventually be a really good NFL prospect either, but both of those guys, it's just on tape, it's far too often that you're like, mechanically, technique-wise, just ability to mirror guys in a pass rush consistently. I understand what you're looking at with physical tools and what you think that you're going to get out of them, but man, NFL teams are so cocky about pretending that college coaches suck and they're amazing. The idea that the Cowboys have developed all these offensive linemen and turned them into studs, they haven't really done that. So I'm trying to figure out what the Cowboys are going to do at left tackle. And my worry is that the thing that makes the most sense, I hate. The thing that might make the most sense is because you probably won't have access to a guy that's a ready-made NFL starter, that you take a shortcut, because the shortcut would be guys that played offensive tackle in college that could start at guard in the NFL initially. And my wild card guy in this draft is Jordan Morgan out of Arizona. He's got a little bit of shorter arms for an offensive tackle. He's got wonderful college tape. A lot of NFL teams are going to think he's a guard. I think his tape is good enough that I could play him at left tackle and I would feel okay, even as a rookie, I think. But we're going to the imperfect prospect, right? A guy who it's like, ah, the arms aren't quite the length that I want and the power isn't quite what I want. And so there's stuff that needs to develop, but he's a really, really good player, as opposed to the guys who have the great tools. But you're like, ah, the actual player himself isn't good enough yet. So I'm playing around with all of these imperfect ideas, on a team that in theory is supposed to be trying to contend. Their handling of the offensive line this offseason, it's so rebuildy. It's so rebuildy. Because the thing that I hate the most, that I absolutely don't want them to do, but might actually make sense based on what they're looking at, is Tyler Smith playing left tackle. And I hate it. I hate it. He is so, so good where he is. So good. Let that dude be Zach Martin. And that's unfair. Not Zach Martin. But let that dude be a Pro Bowl left guard for his whole career. But they're butt naked at left tackle. And I don't know how they plan to get that job done at an acceptable level for an NFL contender with a rookie. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they plan to do it. And maybe it's just going to be, hey, yeah, our left tackle is not going to be great. We're going to have a guy that's developing and there's going to be hiccups because I don't want to move Tyler Smith. And it's not just me, although I'm right. I mean, a guy who literally trains Tyler Smith, the great Duke Mannyweather, I saw him in the morning news with Michael Gelkin, the Cowboys beat writer, talking about, no, do not move him. What you're doing if you move Tyler Smith is you're taking away the things that make him great. You're taking away, I want him in confined spaces. I want him being able to tee off on a guy as soon as possible. I want him to be in a confined space where what is going to happen between me and the guy in front of me happens very quickly. I want it right now because that way I can play with aggression. I can play with power. The things that are the best things I have. I don't want to move Tyler Smith. But I'm worried about what is going to happen at left tackle. Because you know what job I do think you can get done? In the first round with the 24th pick, or even with a trade down, there's three different guys in this draft that I think could step in as a starter at center and not be a weakness. I think Graham Barton, the Duke guy, I think Zach Frazier, the West Virginia guy, and I think JPJ, the Oregon center. I think all three of those guys could be day one NFL starters, and you're not getting hurt by them. So I could do that with my first round pick. And all of this is annoying because what I'm doing here is I'm going through what we're going to do with the first pick. And I'm only talking about the offensive linemen because I feel like they have to do it. They have to go on the offensive line. And so now I'm also not going to talk about anything else where if somebody else is on the board that plays a position that maybe is a more premium position or is a guy that I like better and I have more confidence is going to be a good NFL player. I don't even get to think about it because I'm busy thinking about this. I'm busy thinking about what we have to do. And I don't like it. And I am finding more and more guys that at offensive tackle, I feel like if you gave them a year to get ready to be your left tackle, would have a shot at it. Tyler Guyton at OU, year two in the NFL? Yeah, he's got a shot at it. Blake Fisher, Notre Dame's right tackle from last year. He was going to be their left tackle as a true freshman. I believe he started the first game, but he hurt his knee. And then he got Wally pipped by Joe Alt, and he ended up being the right tackle. There's guys out there. Yale's got an offensive tackle that maybe with a little year of seasoning. There's these guys that they're young, they're undeveloped, they're not technically sound, but they have the physical gifts that you want. There's a bunch of these dudes. There's a few of these dudes. But I don't want them out there as an NFL rookie when on their college tape you're going, whew, you know, once he kind of figures this out, we're in good shape. I don't want to run that out there protecting Dak Prescott as a rookie. And so all of this difference, it just feels like a rebuild. It feels like a rebuild. And I don't know how you are thinking that way on a team that has Dak, CeeDee, Micah, Tank, Martin, Diggs. I don't know. It all just feels iffy to me, and I don't like it. I don't like how we're going to be so forced into this offensive line thing, and I don't think there's going to be an offensive tackle that I'd be real good playing as a rookie. But I got to try to find one, because if I don't find one, guess what we got to do? We got to do best five, and then best five becomes moving a guy who's an absolute stud at guard out to tackle, and then guess what happens? I've got either a rookie center next to a rookie left guard, or I've got a center who hasn't really played, Brock Hoffman, TJ Bass, whatever, next to a rookie left guard, none of it sounds great to me. And that's just a thought that I was having. I woke up today and I was thinking, you know what? What am I going to do for Cowboys content? I'm surfing around, minding my own business, doing stuff, watching tape. I watched Blake Fisher and Roger Rosengarten and a couple other guys. And I don't like the way this lines up for the Cowboys offensive line at all. I don't like it at all. Because you know what else I'd like? I'd like to upgrade my wide receiver core. Brandon Cooks ain't getting younger. Is he a capable number two? Eh, okay. Is your number three a capable NFL starter? No. I need a receiver. My God, I need help at defensive tackle. But I don't got time to worry about it. Because I got to figure out who's starting at left tackle. And I got to figure out who's starting at center. The Cowboys not using free agency at all. It's embarrassing. I don't like it. All right, now I'm going to kick out of all that negativity. We're going to get back into draft season. It's draft season. We're going to have a great time. Cowboys got at least, I think you max out at four for players you lose. You got four comp picks next year. Three fives, a six and a seven, but you can only have four, so they'll drop the seven. Three fives and six. Cowboys should trade future picks from next year when they're going to have four extra ones. They should trade some of those to play around in this draft because you got a lot of stuff you need. But will they? I don't know because it sure seems like they're rebuilding and they're not interested in doing what they're supposed to do to get ready to play football. Anyway, remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone, even the Joneses. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.